Welcome to your Daily Dose with Bob and Nick. Thanks for stopping by. We'd like to ask you a question. Would you find our podcast funnier if we added a laugh track? Our theory is that you would not, and that instead you would ask yourself, what's up with that laugh track? Today, Nick and I talk about sitcom romances that ruined the show and the charm of the almighty laugh track, which we both agree is the least charming thing on television. Check it out. I do enjoy a little romance in my stories.
Like the whole Northern Exposure, will they, won't they, and then forget it.
I loved Northern Exposure. I thought that was a fun, quirky community.
Until those two got together.
Exactly. Well, it isn't always the way, though. I mean, I remember Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
Cheers. Okay, exactly. It's like when they actually seal the deal, it's just less fun. Right. I didn't want any of them hooking up with the friends. Let them hook up with whoever and let Ross pine away, who, by the way, that man is, what's his name? David Schwimmer. He's a very physically funny human being.
Oh, yeah.
There are a few episodes that I've watched in rerun of that show that he's in that I'm laughing hysterically. Just at his most, the leather pants episode. Watching him punch himself in the face, trying to pull his greased leather pants up. I mean, it's just really, really well done. I don't know that most of the Friends episodes hold up to historic scrutiny. And when I said it, just like, I don't know, it's kind of, it's a laugh track comedy. It's,
yeah.
I don't. Are there any of those anymore still?
Oh, yeah.
What's a current laugh tracker?
Or at least a recent one was, I basically just go through the ones that Mom watches. what was the one with Megan McCarthy?
That was on Molly TV? And Mike?
Yeah, I think that still had a laugh track. That was fairly recent.
That show actually was written kind of funny, though.
She loves that show.
I think that Melissa McCarthy and the guy who plays Mike, I forget his name, he's a Boston boy, but they had really good chemistry and comic timing. But laugh tracks drive me crazy. But you withstand a laugh track to hang out with your mom. By the way,
okay, I am struggling with one TV show in particular.
Oh, okay.
Last Man Standing.
Oh,
it's the Tim Allen one.
Oh, yeah. You know something? I just don't like him anymore.
This is culture war by way of sitcom.
Oh.
So it's really, okay, so Last Man Standing implies that he's the last real man. Like, he is going to bat for all of these concepts that are no longer part of the culture now that we've changed it and now that he was canceled.
With
several TV shows still. I'm canceled. I'm on TV. But yeah, like the couple of episodes that I've watched, he has son-in-laws or his daughters. He has three daughters.
Okay.
And that's part of his challenge is he only has girls.
Okay, yeah.
And they date. And in one episode, the two of the men who are dating his daughters or married or whatever it is, are baking.
Baking.
They bake.
Okay, bake.
They bake food.
Oh, so they're not real men.
They're not real men. What are you doing? But
this isn't played like cleverly, like All in the Family, right? Where Archie Bunker is a jerk.
He is right for doing this in everything that is going on.
Wow.
In the last one that I watched, and I was like, okay, well, whatever. But this last one that I watched, his youngest, I think, gets suspended from school because she bullied another kid and verbally bullied. And so the first thing was, how do you verbally bully someone? That's not even bullying. Back in my day, bullying was this, and she shouldn't have gotten suspended and blah, 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 blah. And what did she even do? Oh, she called somebody gay. Oh, that shouldn't be blah, blah, blah. That's not bad. That's just a word.
Wow. That's and what's this showing up on the CW or?
No, it's a it's a conservative leaning news channel.
Oh,
that
really?
Is showing this. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I think, or a conservative leaning channel.
Okay,
in
that's.
General. And they actually bleep him out calling one of those guys gay at the end, but they bleep it just for emphasis.
That's wow.
It is horrifying.
That sounds bothersome. Yeah. Well, guess what? I'm glad I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
That, but your description of it, I feel like I got all of that. But that
now I have to have a conversation with my mom.
Yeah. What do you do? But that's not your mom. Is that your mom? Doesn't
she is she's missing the sort of meta point of it, which is to say that you know, men are weak now. People shouldn't be canceled. We should be able to say whatever we want, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's, you know, something that's a good conversation to have with your mom.
Hey, it's Nick. Thanks for listening. I appreciate you and Bob letting me go off on that rant about this TV show. Talking about it like this helps me figure out my strategy for approaching my mom. Sitcoms like Benson, or as Bob mentioned, All in the Family, helped bring to light a lot of societal issues and create conversations around them. I learned more about racism from watching The Jeffersons than I did any other source growing up. So in a weird way, to see a medium like sitcoms being weaponized like this kind of makes me extra disappointed, but also inspired to talk to a loved one about it. Have a great day.